there were just times where I struggled with just him not deserving my grace because of how hurt that I was. It was something at times that I did want to withhold.
In my mind, my father was probably the least person on earth that deserved any type of forgiveness.
Methamphetamine was my drug of choice. Kept me up, kept me lean. I mean, I remember doing television shows where I had literally gone into the bathroom and taken speed.
I always felt like I had to earn it and I had to prove myself. So all my life, I always wanted to be at the top. I always wanted to be the best.
First, I wanted just to, you know, to get right back at him. But God kept telling me, don't do that, don't do that. Just show them who I am, because if you show who I am, they'll see the light of Jesus in you.
She introduced me to the good news of grace, that I didn't have to be perfect in those standards that were set up for me.
And simply because of God's grace, I get to go back into that jail every day with the keys in my hand, and I get to share the grace of God.
When you understand how much you've been forgiven of and how much grace you've truly been shown, you want to give that to other people.
Grace is the gift that has no strings attached. It comes our way minus our merit. It is one-way love from God. Grace is what makes the good news of the gospel so good. So the gospel alone liberates you to live a life of scandalous generosity, unrestrained sacrifice, uncommon valor, and unbounded courage. Because when you don't have anything to lose, you discover something wonderful. You're free. The foundation of the Christian faith is not two-way love. The foundation of the Christian faith is grace, or God's one-way love for us. And when God's grace, when God's love, unconditional love, grips our hearts, we can spend the rest of our lives giving without needing anything back.